50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And what's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Paul, let me ask you a question here. To some, it might seem ridiculous, but the numbers tell a different story. The Cubs have gotten to Skeens a little bit today. He's proven to be human. He's had a couple of starts in recent weeks where he doesn't quite look like the same guy. Is that a matter of people figuring him out? Fatigue? Is it overblown? Because he won his last two starts, and he was pretty great in his last one against the Reds, a two-hitter with nine strikeouts. Your thoughts on Skeens?
I mean, I hate the whole phrase, well, the league is going to punch back eventually, but you're playing against the best hitters in the world.
Yeah.
With the best scouting techniques, the video, all the stuff they do. They've gotten to see him now. They've gotten to see a lot of him. And so I think one of the things that he's going to do now is he's going to make some adjustments, and I expect him to be pretty dominant, next year and beyond. He's got too good a stuff. But, one of the things that happened with him, too, he was, excuse me.
God bless
you. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
Excuse me. He was a rookie. He was so good early on. The only way he could go is regress a little bit. And his regression has been very small. It's been a little bit, but, he's still really good. So I am not worried at all about him. I mean, I just watched him throw past a guy like 99.
Me neither, and I don't even know what has happened in this game. Have they hit him hard, or how did they get their runs?
City limits.
There was a ground ball through the right side that scored a run. Then there was, I think, two fly balls. Well, weakly hit fly balls off a hop to O'Neill.
So it's not like they're pounding
field. No, they're not.
On the other hand, and like you said, Paul, you can't go on with a 190 ERA forever. Really, and that's where it was on July 11th when he went seven innings of no-hit ball against the Brewers and struck out 11. Really, since the All-Star break, he still pitched really well, though, for the most part. For the most part, he's pitched really well.
Right.
It's bound to come back.
He's that
it's
good.
It's bound to even out a little bit.
He's been that good that we're complaining about, not complaining, but we're saying, is he regressing?
Well, the other thing is he's clearly not the same guy that went to the mound against the Dodgers and just blew away Otani and Betts at 100 miles an hour on every pitch.
I mean, that's, I didn't expect him to be throwing 103 miles an hour in September, basically, or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, too. He's thrown more innings than he's ever thrown, or at least he's getting there. I'm not sure what the number is right now. And yet, in his last start, a two-hitter with nine strikeouts against the Reds over six innings.
Right.
So we'll see how that progresses. I also noticed that Dylan Cruz got his first hit last night. Did you see that? Got a double.
Yeah.
Two hits.
Did he? Well, he got his first hit, and then he got another. So I'm very confident that Skeens was the right pick at the top of that draft. Based on this season as it stands right now, you could argue that he's the greatest young pitcher maybe in baseball history. That's pretty good, isn't it?
I'd say so.
Yeah,
I think he's probably top five, maybe the best starting pitcher in all of baseball.
How did the Pirates score their runs today?
Well, Rowdy had a bloop to left field that a couple of the middle infielders did not play properly. Dansby Swanson maybe was able to catch, and there was some miscommunication there from him and Candelario. And they've hit the ball well. O'Neill Cruz had a ball that was hit to the wall that ended up putting him and Reynolds in second and third to be able to allow for the Rowdy bloop hit. Billy McKinney has an RBI base
Billy
hit.
McKinney.
There he is.
Billy McKinney.
Grandal has a couple walks. Triolo got his average up to 202. Here's the thing about them. Here's the thing.
There's so many bad hitters in that lineup.
Oh, but here's the other thing, Paul, is that if they had just gone 3-7, instead of losing 10 in a row, they'd still be in it. They would still be in it right now. They'd be 65-66, something like that. And it was really the back end of the bullpen, in my opinion, that killed them worse than anything else. You agree with that?
That was those games. How many games? I mean, it's pretty easy to see. I mean,
they actually hit in some of those games and still lost.
They had, you know, Bednar, I think, twice and Colin Holderman four times. That was six games they basically that those two relievers cost them. You know what I mean? And that during that stretch. So, yes, it was the back end of the bullpen, but I just think it, you know, I don't know. I think you are what your record says you are.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills limits. Do we have any texts? I know we don't have the music that goes with
texts. We have breaking news.
What do we have?
The Steelers have named a quarterback, the week one starter in Atlanta. Russell Wilson will take the field as the starter as the starting quarterback for the Steelers against the Falcons on September 8th. I'm stunned.
Why do you think that Tomlin kept that a secret for so long, Paul? I have no idea, because if the idea was, because teams do for the opener, I'm sure you have a lot of advanced game planning and scouting, and maybe they wanted the Falcons to think that it could be either or but complicate their preparation.
Do you really?
But there's still so much time left.
Right there. I mean, we still have another week and a half till the game.
I mean, do I really believe it? Yeah, I believe football coaches will do that. What other reason could there possibly be for waiting this long? Any idea?
Satisfy Justin Fields and his agent?
Because he likes to play games with the media?
That's a good point. Games with the media, yes. And maybe, Paul, he wanted to carry on the ruse of a competition to appease Fields and his agent. I actually think that City Limits is very insightful for that comment.
Yeah. Well, when they brought him here, they told him he was going to have a chance to compete. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think we're going to see Fields out there for packages as a quarterback? Is he going to take over for one or two series even as a quarterback during these games or no? Or will we just see him as a, you know, whatever, running back, slot guy, something, a slash type role? Or will we not see him at all?
We won't see him.
We won't see him in the opener.
I don't think we'll see much. I don't think we'll see him play for the reason I've been saying for a long time. He's your backup quarterback. You put him out there on one of these plays and he gets hurt, then you're screwed. You know what I mean?
You might be right, but isn't that living in your fears? For me, I've got to get this guy on the field indoors in Atlanta with a fast track. My God, I've got to get him. I got to get the ball in his hands five times in that game, Paul.
Right. Well, I don't. And if you feel that way, then why don't we make him a starter?
Well, there's a difference between being the quarterback and being a guy that I run a jet sweep to or run a screen pass for or give the ball to on a handoff or a read option, whatever it might be. I might even be inclined to give him a series at quarterback and see what happens. Because I think Wilson's the better quarterback. But I think Fields is an electrifying guy with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, but I think you want to make sure that you have continuity with your offense. I think you can play too many games like that and it actually hurts you, doesn't help you.
Mike Tomlin has said, according to Alan Saunders, that a package of plays for Justin Fields is quote-unquote on the table.
It should be more than on the table. It should be served.
Well, that's obviously something they're just giving to Atlanta to think about.
For sure. But I think that will happen one way or another. Number of touches Fields gets in game one, over under 2.5. Paul?
I'll say under.
Under. I think he gets 2. It's a good number.
I'm going to say over. I'm going to say he gets anywhere from 4 to 6, and I think he gets a series at quarterback or at least a couple plays at quarterback. Maybe in the red zone, I don't know, although Wilson was very good in the red zone last year. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates, terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High 92 today with sunny skies. We're going to have a ton to talk about tomorrow. We'll hear what else Mike Tomlin had to say today. We're really going to take a look maybe at some Steeler predictions. We'll see how this Skene start turns out. O'Neal Cruz, his first time in center field. Paul, I hope you have the time of your life, whatever you're doing this afternoon and tonight. City Limits, I love you dearly.
I love you dearly as well. We'll be playing basketball. The producers are playing basketball today again. It's become a phenomenon.
Is Donnie Football in on that?
No, Donnie Football is hosting tonight.
How about Jolie Nelson?
Joel will be playing, yes.
Power forward?
Where are you playing?
I don't
basketball?
Know. I've never played with these guys, and I don't know where we're playing. I have to check this chat that I've been put in.
All right. Well, good luck tonight. Paul, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you much.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly.